604-6187. Tune in every week at this same time for Bishop Wayne Thomas and the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, right here on KAYT and KQJO.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatik. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
And said unto the people, the ruler of the synagogue answers with indignation. Now no one asked him a question, but he gives an answer. Because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and he says to the people, he don't say to Jesus, he says to the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each of one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And let me park and tell some of our young people, because I got called to the carpet about it. This ass is talking about a donkey or a mule or a workhorse. Some of our young people jacked me. A pastor was cussing. Ooh, Pastor Ham, you ought to get a whooping. They grounded me for 2 weeks because I cussed. I'm reading out the Bible. All right. So y'all just understand how they did me. Ooh, he was cussing. They don't hear nothing else I say, but they heard that. Verse number 16. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Blessed are those who read here and apply his holy word. For these next few moments, we want to tag this second part of this context today for your hearing and understanding and prayerfully for your empowerment. A motion that doesn't need a second. I want to talk to you there about a motion that doesn't need a second. When I say a motion that doesn't need a second, we're referring to what's called parliamentary procedure. Some of you who worked in different civic organizations, civic leagues, even within the church, you understand that parliamentary procedure is the rules or the guidelines that you go by to determine how you go handle certain matters. In order for it to be official, in most civic and corporate groups, there must be something called a motion, where someone gives a motion saying that we are in agreement, we want this to be added to our public record, that this actually be taking place, and then there's supposed to be something called a second, where someone seconds the motion. Someone, in other words, co-signs or agrees to the motion that has been made in that particular group, concerning that particular matter. Then you're to bring it to a vote. And if the majority says aye, then the motion is carried. If the majority says nay, then it's not carried. So many organizations, civic groups, corporations, and churches, even churches, operate by parliamentary procedure. Many of you seasoned saints remember a day that when you were saved or you came to the altar to be saved, the preacher took your hand and he would turn you around and he would say, this brother has come for salvation and come to be a candidate, waiting candidate for baptism. And then the preacher would say, what may I hear? And someone would stand and say, brother pastor, I move. Now, most people didn't do it right, because you're really supposed to say I move, not I motion. Motion is a noun, it's not a verb. You're supposed to say I move that the brother be received, welcome into the fellowship, the family of God, and be a waiting candidate for baptism. Then you wait on another deacon when he stands up. And he stands up and he says, I second the motion, brother pastor. And then we say, we heard a motion and we heard a second. All those in favor, go vote by the sign of aye. And all the church say aye. And those opposed, same sign. Nobody will say nothing. Young man, eyes have it. Young man, welcome into the family of God. We go baptize you on next Sunday. That's the way many of us were actually brought in to church, which is why many of us think even now that you joined church, because you were welcomed in by a motion, a second, and a vote. That's how we became, got on the roll. But I want to suggest to you today that it's not so much for you to be on the roll, it's more important to be in the number. When you come to the altar and you have been converted and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he lived, he died, and rose on the third day morning for all of your sins, if you come and confess that with your mouth and believe that in your heart, you are saved. And you become a part of the Christian number. Now, many times, people get upset because we don't go by the parliamentary procedure to how the church is carried out. Because we believe that it's not official until we voted on it. And there are matters that are taking place in today's church. There are things taking place in the Church of the Living God today that many of you, be honest, don't think is really official, and you don't respect it because you ain't vote on it. And what I want to share with you, with everything in my heart that God has given me, I want to share with somebody here today that in 2017, on this day, July 16th, somebody needs to learn how to go with the flow. You have got to learn how to go with the flow of God and stop worrying about motions, seconds, and votes. Because here's the problem. Many of us, I had to stand before. How many of us had to stand in that same situation that I just mentioned? I gave a detail to. Amen. And do you know that half the folk that voted for it wouldn't save themselves? Is my mic working? Do you know that half the folk that took your hand and gave motions and gave seconds and had the nerve to lift their hand ain't had half of what you had when you came to the altar? We are in a culture, because of the country we live in, we're in a democracy. A democracy meaning the will, a popular sovereignty, the will of the people, where the people have a voice and they have a vote. But in the church, somebody say church. In the church of God, this is a theocracy. All right. Theo meaning God. Christi meaning government. It is a God-led government. Demo is talking about people, but Theo is talking about God. And you got to be very careful. Oh, folk mad already. You got to be careful that when it is a theocracy, it's the will of God that matters more than the will of the people. I think I got to teach today. It's not so much what people want when it's his government. It's about what he wants in his business. And many of us are frustrated this morning. Many of us are irritated. Many seasoned saints just show up now and don't participate like they should. They're just going through the motions because they don't feel like they had a part in what's going on. Because there used to be a time I could vote on stuff. Used to be a time I could speak my mind. Used to be a time I could speak my concerns. But God is saying to us, if I keep letting y'all talk, you'll never get anything done. Light bulb, I need you to shine. I'm in trouble already. Listen, we don't do this so that we can be pleased. We do this so that God can be pleased. And we've got a lot of people who are coming to the house of God all over the world, and they can't get the help they need. They can't get the blessings they need. They can't get the empowerment they need because somebody got to wait on a vote. You got to bring it before everybody before somebody can get some help. But in this season, somebody say this season. In this season, God is going to give some motions that don't need your second and it don't need my second. God's going to do things and has been doing things just because he wants to. And it's not will of the people, it's will of God. And you've got to be able, child of God, to handle that and not lose your mind. Some of us are going to be in trouble today because we're going to miss out on God because we don't get our way. Amen. We're going to miss out on God. Miss out on what he wants to do in our lives because we ain't vote on it. And we're going to look in this text today and see ourselves prayerfully. And we're going to get mad. We're going to get convicted. And we're going home. In the beginning part of the text we talked about on last week, we found this woman who for 18 years has been perplexed by a condition with her back. Her back, the curvature of her back, has been so oppressive on her that she is now bowed together, bent over so bad that she can't even look up. Cannot look up. 18 years she's been in this condition, but she continues to be in the house of the Lord, continues to worship God, continues to serve God in a spirit of truth and love. This particular worship service, Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, and Jesus notices this woman still showing up even though she's bowed together, still shows up even though she's got a problem, still shows up even though she's on dope, still shows up even though she just came out the hotel, still shows up even though she smelled like liquor, still shows up even though she got some problems that everybody knows about, still shows up even though her name was on the arrest report in the Enterprise, still shows up to the house of God in the midst of what she's got going on. And has anybody learned that the Lord will honor your faithfulness to him? He'll be more faithful to you as you're faithful to him. Has anybody learned that being faithful to God makes him want to be more faithful to you? God pays attention to what you do on his behalf. And so this woman continues to show up, and Jesus notices this woman, and he says, "Woman, come forth." And he speaks a word to her and heals her and says, "You are loosed of your infirmity," because this infirmity, we find out in verse 16, it was given to her by Satan. Satan caused this woman to be bound, bowed together like this. It was Satan that caused it. And we need to start calling stuff what it is. And we need to start calling some stuff that's going on Satan. Now, some of the stuff most of us dealing with ain't Satan. That's us. That's why we can't really praise God and get free, because we really don't want to be honest about who did it. And you can't be honest, you can't get help till you be honest about who caused you to be bowled over. And sometimes it was me, and sometimes it was Satan. But we know, because Jesus called it out, that Satan did this to her. He says, "Woman, you're loosed of your infirmity." And he touches her, and the woman stands up straightway. And he says, "Now, glory." And she's beginning to give God glory and begin to celebrate Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful story? Isn't that good when you come to church and get just what you needed? Anybody ever could celebrate that you came to the house of God and you got just what you needed? And see, you don't wait on nobody else to praise, because you know what he did for you personally. You know what he did for you personally on a personal level. So I don't need a keyboard. I don't need a drum. I don't need people to like it, even though they look at me all crazy. I know what the Lord has done for me. I know the hell I've been through all week, so I appreciate when heaven shows up for me. I wish that was somebody else's testimony like mine, that we done been through hell all week long. When God shows up with heaven, it's like a breath of fresh air. I wish somebody's mom would learn how to breathe a little bit and thank God that through all the hell you've been through, you still got a little breath of heaven. You still in the house of God. You ought to be breathing a little bit better today than you were breathing on Wednesday. The woman started giving the Lord glory. She started praising God for what the Lord had done in her and what the Lord had done for her. Now, here's the problem with the lady. The lady is not, we know that the devil did it to her, but we thank God that the devil didn't do nothing in her. She is demon oppressed, but she's not demon possessed. And that's your testimony today for somebody. Thank God the devil might be working on you, but you ought to thank him that he ain't working in you. The true problem is not the folk that the devil is working on. The true problem is the folk that the devil is working in. Which brings us to verse number 14. All that the Lord did at this moment. In the house of God, he gives a word and he does a miracle. He does a miracle. The theme of the day has been miracle. Mr. Walker tried to exude us to have a sense of expectancy for a miracle. They even sang the song, "Looking for a Miracle." Mr. Tate sang out of her wig, telling us that she's a miracle. You're looking at a miracle. done sang out of her wig. It done changed colors when she got to the bridge, because trying to get someone else to see the miracle working power is not in something that you got to look for outside. It's right here in the house of the Lord. Trying, these two women of God wore out now, because they tried to get you and I to be excited about the miracle capabilities of our God. But too many of us are not, see, the problem is, can I help you? We're not, many of us are not demon oppressed. So when you say certain words like miracle, it don't move you. Because your problem is a lot deeper. They need to get your back fixed now. Lord, help me. About 10 or 12 of us in this house got a deeper problem than having something wrong with the curvature of your back. 10 or 12 of us in this house got a bigger problem than just being on dope. Got a bigger problem than committing adultery. Got a bigger problem. Got a bigger problem than what people know. Because in verse 14, the text makes a shift. There's some tension in the text. See, it's two types of people in the church. Demon oppressed and demon possessed. And in verse 14, we're going to see somebody in the church who's demon possessed. So that when you say anything that's glorious, you get mad. Come on now. Stand up and praise God. I sit down. Come on. Give him glory. I go to the bathroom. Come on. Get your excitement. I go to sleep. It's right here in the text. In the text, verse 14 says, Scripture tells, the Bible tells us, that a ruler of the synagogue witnesses the power of Jesus Christ, witnesses Jesus touch a woman, make her better. And instead of getting excited, he get mad. Bible says he has a spirit of indignation. He gets indignant. And when you get indignant, you start looking ignorant. Because it's ignorant, y'all, to not thank God for what he's doing for his people. It's ignorant not to help celebrate when God done made somebody's life better. It's ignorant not to thank God for making a young man get himself saved and clean up. That's ignorant to not glorify God when young people get baptized and need to be prayed for, need to be strengthened. It's ignorant to sit there like God ain't done nothing for you when God pays your bill, God heals your body, God moves on your behalf. It's ignorant just to sit there like that. It's ignorant. But I got good news and bad news for you. And what I'm going to tell you is good and bad news based on how you take it. You can't help it. The 10 or 12 I'm talking to, you can't help it. You possessed. See, the devil, y'all, don't just foam with the mouth. Devil ain't that what y'all see on Scooby-Doo with a pitchfork and a long tail? Listen to me. The devil show up with a suit on. The devil can wear the whitest suit you ever seen. Devil can show up with a choir robe. Can have a white hat and have a black heart. And sometimes you just call it what it is. You're demon possessed. And the problem with demon possessed people, unless the Lord deliver you himself, ain't much people can do with you. Somebody got to help me preach. I'm here by myself. I feel like I'm on Patmos. Unless the Lord himself come and deliver them, ain't much you can do with demon possessed people. And God is telling me even right now, stop worrying with some people who are demon possessed. You got to put them in my hand. I'm the only one who can do something with them. Because their minds are on the business. Their mind is on protocol. Their mind is on the bylaws. Their mind is on policies. And it's never on people. Well, let me go back in the Bible then. How is it that Jesus was still, and I thank him today, that he still go do whatever he want to do, whether we like it or not. Somebody help me thank God for that. That he's going to still heal. Problem is, some of us may not get to see it. The vision he's gave this house is still going to come to pass, but you may not be able to take part in it. But it's still going to come to pass. Because how will it, and I want to make y'all aware, how will he make motions that don't need a second? First thing he going to do is he going to upset certain people. I just talked about it, didn't I? He'll upset certain people. When the Lord move, everybody don't rejoice. When the Lord moves, everybody won't rejoice. You would think that a ruler of the synagogue would say, wow, great, that a woman gets made better. You don't expect to see a pastor. You don't expect to see a deacon or a ministry leader be frowned up when somebody get delivered. You don't expect praise and worship leaders to be grouchy. You don't expect the hospitality committee to be inhospitable. Why are you so upset about something you signed up for? I don't feel like singing. Well, sit down. I don't feel like being bothered. Stay home. If you get upset that you can't do what God gifted you to do, stay home. What does man do? Show up. And show his displeasure. Do you know how dangerous it is that when God moves, you got the nerve to show him that you mad? How possessed can you be? How demon possessed can you be that when the Lord moves, you mad? But you're supposed to be representing him. How can you be caught up in church that you miss Jesus? Wait a minute. I'm a ruler of the synagogue. I'm leading worship. I'm carrying out all the procedures. And then the Messiah come in. The Messiah do just what he represents. He saves the lost. And I'm mad. That means I done lost sight of what this thing is all about. Do y'all remember? I'm a young man. Do you remember when somebody came to Jesus? The church would be set on fire? And the mothers, if nobody else, said, so glad. Done got over. Done got over at last. Satan's mad, but I'm glad. No, y'all miss me. Satan's mad, but I'm glad because it done got over at last. Why? Because he lost the soul that he thought he had, done got over at last. But now Satan mad, and you mad. Because the soul that came over wasn't your grandbaby. If it's my grandbaby, can y'all let me go crazy just for a second? Will y'all let me just for a second? I promise I'll come back and be good. when it's my family, somebody I like, my friends, my whatever. Now me and Stacy, me and Marcy, me and Mr. Ham got to sit and pose for pictures. When it's your child, somebody you like, your friend's child or whoever, your husband. But when it ain't nobody associated with me, can't find you. At least, I feel better preaching like this. At least, if I'm not going to take pictures, be present. Because it ain't a person getting saved, it's a soul. Do you know how frightening it must be for an 8, 9-year-old child to be up in that water with me and then look out there at y'all? And you're looking like this. Why do they feel like they made the right choice and the people who supposed to care ain't here and the ones that's here don't care? And there are some things, y'all, I shouldn't have to make mandatory.
That's right.
There are something that Christians just ought to want to be at.
That's right. Glory.
It upsets certain people. This man gets so mad, this ruler of the synagogue, this is a problem. He runs something. We don't know what he over, but he runs something because he's called a ruler. Am I talking to the slow class today? He must run something because he's called a ruler. So somebody been listening to him. Otherwise, he wouldn't be called a ruler. And the problem with it is, if he messed up and he a ruler, he messing up other folk. Because they listening to him. Lord, help me. See, in verse 13, the woman was made straight, and she glorifies God. Do you know how crunchy you feel sometimes, but you feel all right when you're praising God by yourself? And then you ain't even got people who've been with the Lord praising him for nothing. That you feel like it's something wrong with you because you see too many reasons to praise him, that I can't help but praise him, can't help but give him glory. But then I look at the deacon board, they sleep. Look at the pulpit, they eating crackers. I ain't say y'all had no crackers. I'm just. Can you imagine how it make people feel? They're about 4 or 5. I wouldn't dare embarrass you. Who want to burst with excitement and praising God. And you ain't no ministry leader. You're someone who shows up. I ain't gonna call you out, I wouldn't embarrass you. But you be wanting to praise God, and you be wanting to glorify God, but you look at us, and you be like, no, I ain't gonna do that, because they gonna look at me with indignation.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpty, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pimpty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr., and Living Word Ministries. Thank you for your support.